Bradley, tell us a little bit about Operation Unite, where it started, how many years it's running, and what the idea is.
Operation Unite is a national program run by police forces around the country to bring together a range of police units to address antisocial behaviour and compliance issues around licensed premises. It's been running, I think, for about 6 years now in different shapes and forms. The program is rolled out by police in different ways, and it normally results in, I suppose, a heightened degree of police presence and awareness on the street and around licensed premises. We certainly think there's a lot of value in police in uniform being seen in hospitality precincts and in areas that do attract sometimes a large number of people, whether it's Freo or the City of Perth, Northbridge, those areas, and it's a good thing. The police press release issued yesterday, where it's referring to strike teams, operation groups, and blitzers, I suppose, you got to wonder about this sort of highly emotive language that the police use sometimes, particularly when they're talking about, strike teams and blitz on drunken violence, and they use terms like alcohol-fueled antisocial criminal behaviour around licensed premises. And it's gets to the point, really, that, are we being wound up here?
The article in the West Australian, and I guess it came from the press release from the police, mentioned strike force, mentioned the use of riot squad officers, that sort of thing. Look, and I think all people involved in, whether they're out having a drink or whether you run establishments or you're involved in the entertainment and hospitality industry, recognise the need for this, and it's a good idea. But it would be threatening to many, many people having, if you've got armed police in your establishment, it could lead to sort of, I guess an intimidating sort of presence in some venues.
Well, this goes to the point or the question of is the use of the regional operations group, which is basically, the guys that are in, they're the ones that deal with support to the districts in responding to antisocial behaviour and public disorder. So they're like a riot squad, basically. And if these are the guys that are going to be going around in their full metal gear into licensed premises, you've got to wonder if it's actually going to start problems as opposed to addressing problems. And I think that a professional police presence is something we welcome. The guys that work and the girls that work in the police force do an enormous public service. Their job is not easy. And sometimes the service that staff have to perform in licensed premises isn't easy either. But there's a fine balance between being provocative and encouraging people to have a bit of a barney with the police versus being there if needed and being in the background as a unit to call upon and respond to a problem.
Bradley, in the past, if I'm at a venue and I'm intoxicated and the police attend that venue, what sort of penalty can I expect and what sort of penalty can the licensee of that establishment expect?
Licensee could expect up to a penalty of $10,000. And so the person who served you or the licensee are all potentially subject to fines and penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And as an individual, you too can be subject to certain charges as well. And more so it relates to move-on notices and it relates to people that are not leaving a licensed premises, when they're asked to. The question there is sort of if they've been asked to leave a licensed premises and they haven't, that's where people normally would be charged or maybe given a move-on notice and they're in breach of that, and there could be a $500 fine or a $1,000 fine depending on the degree. But in the main, police, you probably need a little bit more support, particularly in terms of the barring notices. And we've recommended as part of the liquor review reforms that the barring notices also be extended to be allowed to be issued for people that are around licensed premises or in the vicinity of licensed premises, not just for problematic behaviour on licensed premises. And that gives the police a bit more assistance in trying to address those problematic individuals who are repetitive in their problems that they cause hospitality precincts.
We're speaking to Bradley Woods, CEO of the AHAWA. Operation Unite is running this weekend. Is it all around the state, Bradley?
My understanding from reading the police media alert on this, Peter, is yes, it's statewide. They call it it's a national Easter weekend blitz on drunken violence. It says specialist areas will join forces for the duration of Operation Unite to target alcohol-fuelled antisocial criminal behaviour in and around licensed premises. And we would welcome any police action that targets antisocial criminal behaviour in and around licensed premises. No one wants that around their licensed premises, and licensees certainly would welcome police targeting those people. But, you know, I'm just wondering how often we see antisocial criminal behaviour in and around licensed premises as a regular thing on an Easter weekend.
Mm.
It's not a norm.
No. Bradley, what about as far as some of these issues that start when people are out drinking and having a good time? And look, there's no doubt that some people have too much to drink. I'm sure, you know, we all are aware of that. Could a lot of these problems, in your opinion, be solved by just mates keeping an eye out for each other?
At the end of the day, Peter, or the most realistic way of being able to address this is about culture and behaviour. Mm. I think anyone who runs a licensed premises or works in a licensed premises as a staff member knows the challenge of trying to encourage people to moderate and drink responsibly. The people who are in the best position to do that, though, are the friends, family and groups that are out together. It's about peer relationships, it's about mates helping each other and about friendships that actually recognise when people go too far. And I think in my circle of friends or in groups of people that I'd associate from a work perspective, we have no problem in tapping each other on the shoulder and saying, you know, here's a few glasses of water or, mm. you know, maybe it's time to get a taxi. And that really is a culture that we'd love to see more of.
Bradley, just finally before we leave it there, in your experience and using past Operation Unite, about how many infringements do you think will be issued over the Easter long weekend?
Really hard to know, Peter.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a couple of hundred, sometimes it's more. It depends on how heavy-handed the police want to get, I suppose, in terms of now that they're talking about the sort of the regional operations group, which is responsible for disbanding public disorder. And so these are like, they're not the TRG, but they're pretty close to it.
Mm.
They're going to be out in the riot gear. So if there's someone out there that's looking to have a fight, they're going to be targeting these guys. And I don't think it's the best thing to be having them going through licensed premises. Who knows which premises need that type of heavy-handed response. I don't believe that that's the main. I don't think that's the norm across Western Australia. I think it might be an isolated situation. We have a pretty good licensed industry comparative to the East Coast and overseas. And licensees have got so much pressure on them, so many financial and legal responsibilities, they cannot afford to breach the law or allow for it to be breached. We want to have compliance.
Thank you very much for your time, Bradley.
You're welcome. No worries.
Bradley Woods, Operation Unite is running this weekend. So if you're out and about, you will certainly notice the increased police presence, particularly at licensed venues. Bradley is the CEO of the AHA, Australian Hotels Association, West Australian